Good Monday. Today is January the 13th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, back on Friday, it was a big report release day from the USDA. They released their crop production annual summary, part of the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates, or the WASDE report. Also, the December 1 grain stocks report and winter wheat seedings report. We'll take a look at all those and the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Monday morning taking a look back to Friday when the USDA released several different reports. They released the Crop Production Annual Summary, the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates, or the WASDE report, as well as that December 1 Grain Stocks and Winter Wheat Seedings report. Well, the big news, the USDA cut the national average corn yield by 3.8 bushels per acre. Now, it's interesting as they sort of do their magic manipulating the numbers. It increased harvested acres modestly, resulting in a 276 million bushel cut to production at 14.867 billion bushel. Therefore, total U.S. corn production came in well below the pre-report expectations. USDA also trimmed the 2024 soybean yield by one bushel per acre to 50.7. It also lowered the harvested acres in that case from 86.3 million to 86.1 million acres. So that resulted in total production of 4.366 billion bushels, that 95 million bushels less than the November forecast and below the range of pre-report expectations. Now, Friday's new crop U.S. ending stocks estimates were bullish for corn, bullish for soybeans, and neutral for wheat. That according to DTN lead analyst Rhett Montgomery. Friday's world ending stock estimates from USDA were bullish corn, neutral to slightly bullish beans, and neutral for wheat, he said. Now, corn exports are pegged at 2.45 billion bushels. That's down 25 million from the December report. And ending stocks for the 24-25 crop were 1.54 billion bushels, down 198 million. Below the pre-report average. The farm gate price for 24-25 was $4.25 a bushel, up 15 cents. Now, in soybeans, the national average farm gate price was left unchanged at $10.20, even though the production was cut. The largest contributor to that was the lower ending stocks, by the way, forecast for the 24-25 marketing year, which was 90 million bushels less than they had last month. And in wheat, the planted area for harvest in 2025 is estimated to be 34.1 million acres. That actually up 2% from 2024, but down 7% from 2023. Nationwide, 46% of the winter wheat acreage had emerged by October 20th. That was 3 percentage points behind the previous year, 4 points behind the 5-year average. So it'll be interesting to see what that means as we move forward through the growing season. It's always interesting to see how the market responds both short-term and long-term. Obviously, there's that supply and demand component that goes into it, but we also know everything going on in South America right now with the weather and where they are at in their production seasons in Brazil and Argentina, both with corn and soybeans, and of course with the upcoming inauguration. That has a lot of questions in folks' minds, too, when it comes to the new Trump administration and potential tariffs and what that could mean for trade moving forward. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions just slightly. Take a look back at sort of an ag economic review of 2024 and what that might mean as we head into 2025. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
What was the big earth-shaking black swan surprise in 24?
From an agricultural economic perspective, USDA chief economist Seth Meyer says in his opinion for 2024,
after 4 years where there were lots of black swans, there really wasn't one.
Not to say there were not notable events impacting the U.S. ag economy. However, with no one singular geopolitical or pandemic global event causing a shock in farm prices,
we haven't seen a shock which would leave prices higher, so we We've continued to grind lower most of the year, and so we're kind of looking for a bottom and looking to where we go from here.
Translating into a projected continued decline in most commodity prices, and in turn, tightening margins for producers to start 2025.
We definitely have to break things out into differences between crops and livestock, and I think overall crops have fared worse and livestock fared better from an income standpoint, but not without some other issues.
The chief economist says tighter margins were due in part to input cost.
We're seeing commodity prices which have fallen pretty fast, pretty far, pretty quickly, but not all the input prices have done the same, and that's kind of where we end up with these tighter margins.
As noted, some input costs have come down over the past year.
Fertilizer prices have come down. Are they all pre-pandemic levels or this last pre-spike levels? No, they haven't.
However, one input expected to remain high in cost, especially in ag sectors such as specialty crops, labor.
And that's been one of the inputs which is not expected to moderate in price, and that input remains strong. So that means you're facing a lot of competition from overseas, that trend of horticultural product imports.
Turning to exports and imports, regarding the U.S. agricultural trade balance in 2024,
our expectation is for a record trade deficit
due to several factors, such as a strong U.S. dollar overseas, increased global competition for primary U.S. farm commodities such as corn and soybeans. And
with that strong dollar, U.S. consumers continue to import products to diversify their diets as well.
The chief economist also notes some of the global market challenges for our nation's food and farm exports going into 2025.
Policy being one of them, things that we always talk about, size of the South American crop, but other things as well. We've still got an active conflict in the Black Sea, other geopolitical tensions, all of which could affect the market in the coming year.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.